Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's 9:30 in 716.
I'm Susan Rose.
I'm Brian Mazeroski. Outside, currently cloudy, 60 degrees in Buffalo.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul and her Republican challenger Lee Zeldin faced off last night at a debate broadcast on Spectrum News. Congressman Zeldin promised to make New York safer.
There are criminals out there who need to pay the consequences for their action instead of the catch-release policies.
The governor pointing to Zeldin's position on gun laws.
When you had the chance as a member of Congress to stand with other Republicans who finally said enough is enough, you were nowhere to be found, Lee. I mean, that's, people need to know. You can't talk about, it's, all you have is rhetoric.
And both candidates asked to look ahead to the race for the White House in 2024.
Do you want to see Joe Biden run for re-election?
Yes, I do.
Do you want to see Donald Trump run for president in 2024, Lee Zeldin?
Not even thinking about it. I'm focused on 14 days from today.
Much more from the debate still to come here on WBEN, including both candidates on the stadium issue. You'll hear more on that a little bit later on this hour.
The Catholic Diocese of Buffalo has agreed to strengthen its oversight of clergy accused of sexual misconduct, settling a lawsuit brought by the state attorney general alleging the church mishandled abuse claims and protected predatory priests.
The Diocese of Buffalo agreed to a public monitor of priests who are credibly accused of sexual abuse. The diocese also agreed to be more transparent about how it deals with accusations, and a former FBI agent will assure compliance. It's all part of a settlement with the New York Attorney General's office to resolve a lawsuit that alleged the diocese for years covered up accusations of sexual abuse of minors by local priests. Attorney General Letitia James said for far too long the Buffalo Diocese and its leaders failed their most basic duty to guide and protect our children. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
This is Tom Puckett.
It is a long time coming.
Survivor Mike Whalen says the Attorney General's requirement for an outside audit each year helps him heal because it means someone is listening.
With an outside entity, you know, policing them, they don't have that. They don't have that opportunity to hide anything. Everything now has to be out in the open and I guess given to the public so the public knows what's going on. So yeah, I think that having that outside entity is a big thing.
But James Faluzak says the settlement with the Buffalo Catholic Diocese over its handling of clergy abuse allegations sets a low bar.
We expected much more in terms of history and revelations and things like that.
He says in the original filing, 25 priests were listed as examples of cover-ups by then-Bishop Richard Malone.
There really is no result for Bishop Malone. There's no real consequence for Bishop Gross. These are retired men. These are older men who were not going to have a fiduciary responsibility in any nonprofit ever again. It just wasn't going to happen.
Hear more online. Tom Puckett, WBEN.com News.
All right, Tom, thank you for that. WBEN News Time 5:05. More details emerging from the shooting at a St. Louis high school Monday that left a teacher and a student dead, seven others injured.
The police chief today reading excerpts from a disturbing handwritten note 19-year-old Orlando Harris, who graduated from the school last year, left behind in his vehicle.
I've been an isolated loner my entire life. This was the perfect storm for a mass shooter.
The 19-year-old fatally wounded in a shootout with police. He had already killed a sophomore and varsity dance team member, Alexandra Bell, also killing 61-year-old health teacher Jean Kushka. The cross-country coach was a mother of five and grandmother to seven.
Alex Perez reporting.
WBEN News Time is 5:06. Pharmaceuticals appear to be the latest thing impacted by shortages. WBEN's Brayton Wilson with more on the level of concern locally as more headlines appear.
There is some growing concern nationally of a shortage of amoxicillin, as some pharmaceutical companies that supply amoxicillin are reporting some constraints when it comes to the antibiotic. While some parts of the nation are dealing with the potential shortage of amoxicillin, how are local pharmacies looking in Western New York dealing with the matter? For some, the problem lies with ordering amoxicillin, especially in the liquid form of the antibiotic.
We've had a problem ordering amoxicillin suspensions in the powder form for probably the last 6 months. I've reached out to our generic distributor in our space, independent community pharmacies. We buy our generic medications from primary wholesalers and generic distributors, and this particular one sells to over 6,000 independent pharmacies. So I reached out to them, and they're saying that it's a manufacturing issue. It's going to be a problem for some time in the future, but the manufacturers just cannot keep up with the demand of amoxicillin.
That's Don Arthur, owner and pharmacist at Brighton Eggert Pharmacy. While amoxicillin shortages may be taking a hold at the national and local level, there is some belief that the shortages may be more sporadic than anything, and some communities locally are not seeing the same effects with certain shortages than others. While several companies and manufacturers distribute amoxicillin to pharmacies across the country, if there is the increase in demand to take care of some scares in the industry, companies may say they have to limit their orders to meet the obligations they already have. Here's more from former executive director of the Pharmacists Association of Western New York, Dennis Galuzzo.
Let's take this RSV, the syncytial virus that has caused some scares for families in the area. This puts an increased demand on the system, even though it's a virus and we don't use amoxicillin for treating it. You get increased demand by families and put pressure on doctors to supply a medication like an antibiotic like amoxicillin. Oh, this worked before, doctor. We need to have it. Let's have it now. And doctors give in and they give it. And so what happens is you get maybe an isolated area or you get a bunch of people in the community that insist on having amoxicillin given to their child.
More on shortage concerns for amoxicillin is available for you online. Brayton Wilson, WBEN.com News.
All right, Brayton, thank you. Interesting to talk about in here. Gap joining Adidas, officially ending its partnership with Kanye West.
Tell Adidas that we need a million in production.
Adidas won't be producing anything else with Kanye West, the shoe and clothing brand ending its partnership with the rapper, citing his anti-Semitic comments over the past few weeks as a reason it doesn't want to be in business with him anymore. And Gap also coming out against West, saying his recent remarks and behavior underscore why they moved to end their partnership in September. They're taking immediate steps to remove all Yeezy Gap product from stores, and they've shut down the website YeezyGap.com. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
It is interesting to see this fallout, especially Gap, because like in 2 hours they said they're, you know, really working. They want to eliminate the partnership, everything. Like 3 hours before the announcement, I got an email about all the Yeezy Gap hoodies that were available for you to buy. And Adidas, I don't know if saving the company is too far to, you know, go for it, but Kanye West's impact on them, huge. You know, their number one guy who's bringing in money with his line of shoes, so that's no small move from
not
these
at
companies.
All. Not at all. And here's another way to make that Amazon purchase.
Making a purchase on Amazon? You may now have another option besides credit or debit cards. Some customers can now pay for their purchases using their Venmo accounts. Venmo is known for peer-to-peer transactions, but it's been expanding to allow payments to businesses too. And Amazon expects to make the Venmo option available to everyone by Black Friday.
There you go. Venmo. Coming very soon to Amazon.
Does it matter, you know, which way you pay?
Not really.
Too much for you? Listen, I'm no economic expert, But I feel like things are not great when every time I see something online that I go to buy, you know, like a T-shirt or something, I'm given the option to pay for it in installments. Like, you know, $20 T-shirt, four installments of $5.05. Like, I doesn't seem good to me.
Your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast. Clouds will increase, rain showers arriving this afternoon. Temperatures will be in the mid-60s. For tonight, some showers early this evening, otherwise mostly cloudy and cooler. Overnight lows in the low 40s. On Thursday morning, clouds can wait to sunshine with highs near 50. With your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Aaron Minkowski.
Joining us now on the line from Bloomberg, Ike Sweetitz. We're talking about some of the headlines that we've seen lately when it comes to pharmaceuticals and possible shortages. Ike, you've been reporting on the issue specifically when it comes to amoxicillin. What are some of the concerns right now when it comes to a pretty widely used antibiotic?
Yeah, thanks for having me to chat about this. So patients are concerned. I mean, often it's parents who need this medication for their children. It's commonly used to treat bacterial infections in kids. And, you know, their kids have an ear infection, strep throat, they're in a lot of pain, and they go to the pharmacy, certain pharmacies, the medicine's all out of stock. You know, they might have to drive around town to find somewhere or maybe get their doctor to prescribe them a different antibiotic to help treat the bacterial infection.
So, Ike, what have you found out? Is demand up for it or is it a shortage?
Yeah, so that's one of the things that we're still looking into. One of the manufacturers has mentioned some manufacturing challenges. We're still trying to figure out if this, you know, means that there's a lot more people getting sick or if there's some sort of supply constraint that's limiting the availability.
It's not limited to just amoxicillin, though. We've been hearing this about Adderall in the past few weeks. Up in Canada, especially a couple of months ago, there was a big concern about liquid Tylenol. And you know, we're seeing this everywhere. But pharmaceuticals, I guess, not immune to the shortages and supply chain issues that everybody's experiencing.
Yeah, and drug shortages, especially among generic drugs, have been an issue for a long time. You know, there's been working groups at the federal level talking about this. Adderall, you know, sort of a brand name, that's the brand name of the drug, but a lot of the pills that are produced are actually generic. So that's one of the other things we've been looking into as well.
What do you know about where amoxicillin is made? Is it a domestic product or is it brought in internationally?
Yeah, we know the companies that sell it here. In terms of the actual physical plants where it's manufactured, that I'm not sure. The companies that sell this are you know, big multinational companies.
When we talked about the Adderall shortage, one of the things that came up from some doctors and some people pointing at numbers was that it wasn't necessarily that there were less pills available, that there was less Adderall on the market, but that it's being prescribed more and more and more, and that more people were using it, and you know, almost to the point of you have to be wondering, what exactly is going on? Why do so many people need this? Do we have an idea of which of it is with amoxicillin? Is it really a decreased supply? Is it an increase in demand?
So with amoxicillin, a lot of these issues that we've been hearing about have been pretty recent, you know, looking maybe in the past month, the past few weeks. And so the data that we have on prescriptions, you know, doesn't sort of update that quickly. I'm not seeing the real time number of things being prescribed. So we're really still looking into that question.
You know, overuse of antibiotics has been an issue for years. Does that figure into this somehow?
Well, sort of. Amoxicillin is a very specific is sort of what's known as a narrow spectrum antibiotic, meaning that it only targets a certain type of bacteria. Some of the alternatives to amoxicillin that might be prescribed in the event that you can't get amoxicillin could be broader spectrum antibiotics. And in general, it's always best to use the narrowest, most specific antibiotic possible to prevent the development of antibiotic resistance. So that's, you know, one of the reasons that people might be concerned about this, this current situation, is because if there's a limited supply of the more specific antibiotics and you have to use sort of broader, more general antibiotics, you know, that may not be a great thing for the development of antibiotic resistance.
Yeah, a pediatrician explained it to you as being just simply less effective.
What I would say is, you know, always ask your doctor what the best antibiotic is to use. You know, certain antibiotics may have more side effects. Some people may tolerate some more than others.
You know, and when it comes to amoxicillin, there's the liquid form and then there's the pill form. Is one of those in greater short supply than the other?
Yeah, so most of the issues that we've been seeing have been that we've been seeing and hearing about have been liquid form. There are some other pills and doses of amoxicillin that do have limited supply as well.
Well, Ike, we appreciate the time this morning, and thank you. Ike Sweditz with Bloomberg on that report. Amoxicillin, now the latest pharmaceutical people are looking at as being in somewhat of a short demand, high demand, short supply. Over the last couple of months, we've heard about liquid Tylenol, especially in Canada, and Adderall has been the latest over the past couple of weeks. Now amoxicillin, the latest pharmaceutical in that category.
That's 9:30 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.